This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining us. In this Burke on Mayberry podcast, we're going to talk about Mayberry Goes Hollywood. Now, the air date of this episode was January the 2nd, 1961. The writers were Benedict Friedman and John Fenton Murray. It was directed again by Bob Sweeney. You don't see this episode for some reason on television that much, but it is sort of different in the way that it's done, at least I believe. It involves so many of the town's characters in this episode and really does, I don't want to call it an outlandish topic, but you know, basically it's a story about a movie director who's attracted to Mayberry's relaxed atmosphere and thinks it's very beautiful. His name is Mr. Harmon, and so he wants to do a new movie and use the town as a backdrop. In this particular episode, it has Andy, Mayor Pike, Floyd, and Orville Monroe on the town council. And you may remember an earlier episode when Ellie ran for town council. She must not have won because she's not on the council seat right now in this particular episode. But anyway, they agree to let Mr. Harmon film his Hollywood movie there in Mayberry. But while he's gone, people start, you know, people are worried that they're going to make fun of Mayberry. They're slow talking, and even the mayor said he might, Orville Monroe, who, by the way, is a mortician and television repairman in the same building, says he might look at Mayor Pike as our fat little mayor and make fun of him. So, again, they're concerned about this. So during their absence, they realize that Hollywood's going to be coming to town to film, so they get Hollywood fever, and they start changing the shops, dressing differently. The Mayberry Cafe becomes the CinemaScope Cafe. The beauty salons and Floyd's Barber Shop change their names and start doing Cary Grant haircuts or Hollywood haircuts. And again, even Barney goes and sports a new uniform that Andy calls him Smokey the Bear. He does look like a Canadian Mountie in it. And even Aunt Bee and Opie get in on the I guess you would call it fun in the way they dress up. They start creating a special celebration for Mr. Harmon's return. They have the Mayberry Drum and Bugle Corps. Mr. Harmon gets 3 homemade pies. And then Mayor Pike's daughter Juanita sings Flow Gently, Sweet Afton to Mr. Harmon when he comes back. And, you know, if you remember the episode, Juanita's not one of the best singers there are. Basically, what happens when Mr. Harmon comes back, he sees the town's transformed, and he's aghast at what's happened. And one of the things that Mayor Pike wants to do is chop down the old oak tree, and he actually tells him to do it. And then Mr. Harmon basically goes off and says, no, I don't want that. I want everybody to get back to the way they were. This is the reason I wanted to film in Mayberry is because of the charm of this town. So, again, I consider it a somewhat different episode, but there's some very interesting things about this particular episode that comes about. This is the very first appearance of Howard McNair as Floyd the Barber. Now, again, this is he comes in as Floyd the Barber. There's no explanation of what happened to the other Floyd in other episodes, and most people that I've talked to that watch the Andy Griffith Show don't even remember the first Floyd the Barber. And this is the only episode, and, you know, why these discrepancies occur were Floyd's surname is Colby and not Lawson. We really all know him as Floyd Lawson, so that would be a good trivia question to ask somebody, or for you to one-up somebody, is tell them Floyd's other name was Colby. Dick Elliott plays Mayor Pike, and this is the first episode where he's referred to as Mayor Pike. And then Jonathan Hoyle plays Orville Monroe, and you may recognize Jonathan Hoyle in a bunch of other television appearances. Dan Frazier, who stars as Mr. Harmon, if you happen to watch Kojak, he was best known as Telly Savalas' boss, Frank Manil on that show, and for some reason my father just hated Telly Savalas, but I remember that. But anyway, I remember the show Kojak. Josie Lloyd appears in this episode as Juanita Pike. You would see her in other episodes, but normally she would play Lydia Crosswaith, who was Goober's girlfriend. And you may remember on one episode they tried to set Andy up with Lydia Crosswaith, and basically she hates a lot of things, and Andy had wanted nothing to do with her. Some other interesting things that are noted in this episode is that it's revealed that Freud practices barbering when he was a youngster on cats, and he said we had the baldest cats in the county. And then they also talk about, now I think this is one of the things of the episode, it really shows the nature of the Andy Griffith Show. They were talking about Gordon Belfield, who was from Mayberry. He once traveled to Hollywood, and he stood on Gary Cooper's front lawn. And one of the things that town was excited about is that Gordon and his friends were asked to leave by Mr. Cooper's maid. And, you know, that was the big talk. Oh, he stood on Gary Cooper's lawn and the maid asked him to leave, like almost like the maid was a celebrity in and of itself. And, you know, Mr. Harmon also claims to be a friend of Gabby Hayes. And Barney wants to know what Gabby has to say. And basically, Mr. Harmon says, Gabby says, how's the picture business? And Barney thinks that's funny. Also in this episode, you see Andy and Barney lock themselves up in cell number one. And during this episode, Barney locks himself up twice in the same cell. Another interesting thing that you really have to take a close look at is and when Andy and Barney are fixing up cell one, there's a calendar on the wall that has a picture of Clint Howard. Now, you may remember this is Ron Howard's younger brother. And you still see Clint in movies today, but he made several appearances in the Andy Griffith Show episodes as holding a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and wearing a cowboy hat, and we called him Leon. And if you look in this picture, he's standing there with the dog. So again, some other little side notes here. So again, a different type episode that really in one sense shows the nature of Mayberry, the attraction of Mayberry, even though the Mayberryans didn't realize it and were trying to go Hollywood. Now for today's trivia question. Many of you will probably know this without having to go watch the episode if you're a big Andy Griffith Show fan, but here it is. Who was Aunt B's favorite movie actor? And this is mentioned in this episode. Again, who was Aunt B's favorite movie actor? If you think you know the answer, you're welcome to email me at burkek@etsu.edu, and I'll let you know if your answer is correct or not. If you don't want to email, just want to check out and see if your answer is right, you can go to burkonmayberry.com. And look for the answer there. Again, I appreciate you listening to these Burke on Mayberry podcasts. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. Thanks for listening.